You know, someone emailed me, and I thought it was an awesome idea. I do it sometimes, but sometimes I have you repeat what's on the screen, just kind of, it seems right at the time. So let's do this, but let's put it in first person. So it's love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. Can we all say that together? Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. Let's do that again. Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. This is what this entire teaching series is based on, this scripture from a couple weeks ago. Last week, we looked at prayer and finances and realized that, in general, we don't have money problems. We have spiritual problems. We reflected on how we've gotten away from the basics of our faith, and we need to get back to basics, hence the title of the series. We learned that when we spend time with God in prayer, in conversation with God, in fellowship with God, we will experience God in our life and a spirit of peace in our life. We will see God in the world around us where before we would have missed it. We gain a power in our faith and a joy in our spiritual life. We can sense God's presence, and it truly transforms us. You see, prayer opens our lives up to God and God's presence, and we can truly experience God in our lives, and God's will and our will begin becoming one. Well, today, we're going to focus on Scripture, what it is, and how it affects our lives. So I just want to review some things that we've discussed before, not necessarily in this series, but just in the past. I wanted to bring them up to the surface of your mind again. The first thing is that the Bible is 66 books about God. 66 books about God. Now, we say that the Bible is a book, but in reality, it is 66 books about God. God is the principal actor, the primary subject of the Scriptures. And Kathy, thank you so much for your kids' time. That was really awesome. Sometimes you may think that whoever's doing kids' time and I have a conversation before the service, but folks, it is truly God and their expertise when that happens. And so I give God praise for God's hand upon Kathy this morning. So the Bible is 66 books about God. Now, the Bible is a book about God's relationship with humanity. God's relationship with humanity. If you get your sermon notes out and you're interested, you can fill in the blanks here. The Bible is a book about God's relationship with humanity. It's a story of God's relationship with us. It says that God initiated this relationship. God created human beings to be in relationship with God, our parent. It is trying to teach us the who and the why. The who and the why. All right, three, the Bible is a book about humanity. God created us and put us in paradise and said we could do anything but, well, there's always a but that follows us, isn't there? Said we could do anything but eat that one particular fruit. And guess what? Wow. This really is our story, isn't it? How many times do we as parents tell our kids not to do something, and what is the first thing that they do? Honey, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Oh man, I gotta see for myself. Right? But that's not just kids, is it? If I tell you, you cannot write on that sermon notes page, probably 98% of you get a pencil out and start writing just because I said you can't do it. We're not spiteful that way, are we? Surely not. Since the Garden of Eden, it has been our story because there isn't one of us who hasn't heard the serpent in our ear whispering, "Eat the apple. It's beautiful and it's delicious. And it won't hurt you a bit." All of us have heard that voice, haven't we? Suddenly we feel shame and realize that what we have done is wrong and that we have betrayed our parent or our relationship. and it will never be the same.